State election officials have wrapped up their vote counting from last month's primary. Now they're preparing to move on to the general election. But Alaska's political world can't stop talking about the results in one particular state house district in East Anchorage. Questions are swirling about one of the candidates, incumbent Republican Gabrielle Ledoux, and a political consultant she hired to help her get out the vote in the district's Hmong community. Election officials say they've asked prosecutors to investigate evidence of voter fraud, including 7 absentee ballots requested in the names of dead people. Nat Herz with Alaska Public Media reports on a few things you may not know about the race.
When state elections officials announce they've received a bunch of absentee ballot applications in the names of dead people, you'd think the public could figure out who's responsible pretty quickly. Turns out that's not the case, and here's why. First, the dead people are, well, they're dead. So they're not exactly telling who might have forged their signatures on their absentee ballot applications. But we also don't even know the names of the dead people. The state isn't releasing them. To Republicans who are trying to get rid of Ledoux because she caucuses with Democrats, this stuff is still an easy game of connect the dots. Here's Tuckerman Babcock, the party chair.
All signs point to the one person who benefits from the fraud, which is Gabrielle Ledoux.
There are 3 sets of facts to dig into here. Let's look at the numbers first. We already know about the 7 absentee ballots for dead people. The state also says it has suspicions about 26 more absentee ballots, all 26 of which were votes for Ledoux. Here's the thing, though. Right now, the state has released 0 information about where those questionable ballots came from, which makes it impossible to figure out if they do really connect back to Ledoux herself, or to someone she hired. Ledoux herself says she wants more information about those ballots.
I don't know what's happening at this point. I do not understand what is happening at this point. And I'm really looking forward to the Division of Elections finishing up their investigation.
That brings us to the second set of facts. They're around Ledoux's political consultant from California named Charlie Chang. Chang didn't return my calls, but Ledoux agreed to talk about him. She says a friend put her in touch with Chang nearly a decade ago. That was when she was first running for office in Anchorage and wanted help getting out the Hmong vote in her district.
First of all, I talked to him on the phone, and he knew all sorts of things. I mean, you could tell when somebody's asking you, do they have absentee voting in Alaska? Do they have early voting in Alaska? So it seemed like he really knew what he was doing, and he had relatives here.
This year, Ledoux says she told Chang to cross his T's and dot his I's because the election was going to be closely watched. But she also says it wasn't her responsibility to keep track of Chang's every move.
I wasn't, you know, I can't be doing day-to-day monitoring. All I can say is I had no reason to believe that there was anything illegal or improper going on.
Here's what else we know about Chang. A man with the same name mailed in an absentee ballot from a mobile home off Muldoon Road. So did 11 other Changs registered at the same place. That takes us to the third set of facts around the big Hmong population in Ledoux's district. A quick refresher, the Hmong are an ethnic group from Asia, some of whom fled to the U.S. during the Vietnam War. Ledoux has a whole section of her re-election page devoted to Hmong issues. The Republicans targeting Ledoux say they're skeptical about more than 30 absentee ballots that went to people with Hmong names in 2 different mobile homes. Here's Babcock, the party chairman.
The number of people who applied from different trailers in Muldoon is preposterous on its face.
But Bill Wilkowski, the Democratic state senator for the area, said people should be cautious about drawing conclusions based on the numbers alone.
One of the very first meetings that I had with members of the Hmong community was I went to someone's trailer, and there were literally probably 40 or 50 people at this meeting in a little trailer. And so I do know that they have trailers where they have a lot of people living in them.
Then there are Alaska's voting laws, which Wilkowski says are relatively permissive. Remember how a man with the same name as Ledoux's consultant voted from the Muldoon mobile home park, even though Ledoux says the consultant lives in California? In Alaska, you can actually keep voting absentee even after you move out of state, as long as you intend to come back at some point. That's how Dan Sullivan, who's now a U.S. senator, voted in the Alaska election in 2008. He was working as a top U.S. State Department official and living in Maryland, but he still voted absentee. Here's Wilikowski again.
There are many people that, you know, move out of state to go to college. There are many people that move out of state to take care of sick parents, and they still maintain their addresses here, and they still vote in the state of Alaska. And so if we're going to have this conversation, let's not just limit it to the Hmong.
The Elections Division says it sent its questions to state prosecutors for investigation, a process that could take months. Meanwhile, a Republican write-in candidate, Jake Sloan, announced today that he's challenging Ledoux in the general election. In Anchorage, I'm Matt Herz.